Well, we're driving out of Corbin, Kentucky, and let's just say no chicken was had.
The three-letter review of the Colonel Sanders Cafe, KFC.
Yeah. Here's some backstory, which I actually know, and then we can add in my speculation of how it all happened, leading us to this monstrously disappointing jag. Waffle King. All right.
It's next to a gas station.
Yeah, it's not Waffle House, it's Waffle King.
Right.
I don't know. I don't feel good about that. I don't feel good about anything, because here's what happened. I happen to know that Harlan Sanders, for the last years of his life, was very indignant about what they'd done to his chicken, and he used to tell anyone who'd listen, my chicken is really, actually, really good. And he was very demoralized that they were selling crap in his name. And he ran the he didn't run, but his family ran, or there was ran for him, the Sanders, Harlan Sanders Cafe. They made the original recipe, which he was quite proud of. And up until very recently, I believe, they were still doing that. It was, you know, Harlan Sanders. It was not Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was in the Sanders family, and it was the original recipe, and it was like sort of the proof that it was once good. So we walk into the Harlan Sanders Cafe, and there's like a restaurant museum, sort of just like this static exhibit of a restaurant kitchen that was just wooden and scary, and like a couple of like pictures of Colonel Sanders and a couple of plaques. And then we turned a corner, and it was just a... Well, how would you describe it, JB?
It was just a KFC with a drive-thru.
Yeah, it's just a KFC with a drive-thru. It's just a KFC with a drive-thru. That's all it was. It's just... I turned the corner, and hoping to see women toiling over cast iron skillets full of frying chicken, I instead saw morose-looking people in blue uniforms ready to take my order with headsets on. With stacks of pre-made industrial-strength chicken in back of them. So what I think happened... Well, no, I'm sorry. What clearly happened was that this one little embarrassment, this one little nuance to the point that, you know, this chain operation is just complete crap and that the real Colonel Sanders is better, well, it was gotten to. You know, they bought it.
Right.
They bought it, and they paved it over, and it's KFC. And nope, it never happened. It never happened. This is Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is as good as it gets. Can I help you, sir? So, I turned the corner, and I saw this counter with these people, and I just stand there in slack-jawed disbelief for many seconds. And they kind of stared at me, and I got the feeling that this had happened a lot. A lot of people had turned that corner and just looked more disappointed than they'd ever been in their entire lives. Because I wasn't just disappointed that I didn't get the really good chicken. I mean, I could probably get really good chicken somewhere else, and indeed I'm going to try. But that's not the point. The point is that, you know, this one little nugget, this one little piece of reality, you know, has got to. It's like a horror movie, you know? It's like, you know, the one piece of evidence you need to find to prove your innocence, you don't go to jail for 50 years, you know, take a plane for 500 miles, and you drive and you run, and you get to the place, and you find, you know, Agent Smith standing there holding it with a snarling smile on his face. That's what just happened. We just, Agent Smith was there. Oh, so in my stomach right now is the remains of a bit of mediocre spoon bread and no chicken, and we're driving back to Bardstown, which is now a many hour drive. But I promised JB that we're going to find something great. So, I mean, this is pedal to the metal. This is where it all shakes out. Can I do it under pressure, under duress? Can I make lemons out of this lemonade? Lemonade out of the lemons. I like lemons. I like lemons and lemonade. Well, anyway, Can I make something out of this? We'll see. I'm scanning around. We're on Highway 75, which isn't real promising. It goes through a bunch of like non-towns. But I'm gonna come up with something. How you doing, JV? How you feeling?
Optimistic.
How you really feeling?
Optimistic. We'll find something today. It has to happen.
How are you honestly feeling?
I'm optimistic.
All right.
It can't get worse.